I want to begin tonight as we look at the doctrine of man, the title of the talk tonight is "What is man that you are mindful of him?" And that's a quote, of course, from the 8th Psalm. To begin tonight, I'd really like to dig into Psalm 8 for just a moment, if y'all will bear with me. I'd really like for us to look at that. So if you have a Bible or a copy on your phone or whatever else, I'd like to look at Psalm 8 for a moment. To the choir master, according to the Gittith, a Psalm of David, verse 1. By the way, those areas of the Psalms in all caps, that's called the superscript. I do think those are part of the inspired text. Anything above the number is not part of the inspired text. That's an editorial addition to your Bible. So in mine, I don't know what version of the Bible you have. Above mine, Psalm 8, it says, "How majestic is your name." That's something that the translators or the publishers added to help you know which psalm we're talking about. But if you look under there, "To the choir master, according to the Gittith, the Psalm of David," that's the superscript. You can see a superscript again in chapter 7. You can see another one in Psalm 8. Those superscripts, I think, are information that is part of the inspired text that helps us interpret and understand the psalm. So I would say that part of the inspired text tells us this is a Psalm of David. It's not a mere assumption. Verse 1. "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens, and out of the mouth of babies and infants you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." Psalm 8 is a 9-verse theological